It is a lovely week. The weather is fine. It is the week where people head to the Northwest 200, those who are madly into the motorbikes, and they have the biggest sporting event of the year. There's feel-good all around. There is the Balmoral Show, which is about to start on Wednesday. And, you know, there'll be laughing, smiling, happy, jolly faces, including the face of Rebecca Irwin, who's available to have a conversation with me, who must be one of the fittest women on a farm. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well. You're from the Farm Fit Camp. What part of Tyrone? What part of Tyrone are you from, Rebecca?
So we're just outside Aglish, between Aglish and Bamburb.
This is a very beautiful area, the lovely Drumlin Hills of Aglish and Benburb, down where the battle was and all of that. And I can't think of a nicer place. I mean, how did you become so fit? Because you want us all to be fit, don't you?
I do. I would love everybody to be fit. It would be a far better place if everyone was fit, wouldn't it be, Frank? So I started, I am originally a dancer, and I also played table tennis in my youth. And then I studied at Jordanstown University, and I am now a personal trainer, and I have my own fitness studio called Go Fitness, located on my father's farm.
This is diversification. There is no doubt about that. Your dad still has the farm. Is he like milking cows? Is he fattening beef cattle? What does he do?
Well, he was milking cows, but now he actually has 14,000 hens.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So he's actually just started. He has an egg vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come to me in the morning, get fit, get your eggs from the egg vending machine, and very fresh either that morning.
Does he have an RHI boiler, does he?
Pardon?
Does he have an RHI boiler?
Dad, do you have an RHI boiler? No, he doesn't. There you go, Frank.
That's unfair. But, you know, I was just thinking you could be very warm. You could run a sauna or something afterwards. So, okay, your dad runs a successful hen business.
Yeah.
And you have this, and this is the important bit. You, as part of farm diversification, you have a get fit on the farm routine. What do you put the young men and women of Aglish, Unabridge and Benburb through?
So what we're going to do is this Sunday morning at 8:30, we're going to go outside into the field and we're going to do tower flips, battle ropes, ball slams, group challenges. It's all about getting people out in the fresh air, getting fit and having fun, Frank. And you know what? Maybe that morning we'll not put any cows and there'll be definitely no bulls in the field.
And is this to launch your initiative or is there a particular reason for doing this on that morning?
Yeah, well, we're just going to try it on a Sunday morning. You know, what else can you do at the weekend? It'll be up early and you will have the whole day to yourself. It's just a real good feel-good factor. It's training differently. It's using what we have. It's outside. You know, a lot of people are working behind a desk indoors through the week. So it's just to get yourself out in the fresh air.
And this will complement the gym routine that you already do at the farm.
Yeah, so so through the week, I am a personal trainer. I also go outside, I take my classes outside, and I have a fitness studio. So we're just trialing it for outside. It doesn't matter if it's raining, doesn't matter if it's snowing. We live in Northern Ireland. We've just kind of come to expect that weather. So this is what we're going to do. It doesn't matter, hail, rain or snow. It's a group thing. It'll be good fun. You'll feel so much better after it.
Yeah, I love the way you make it sound so easy, Rebecca. But
it is easy, Frank. Frank, what are you doing on Sunday morning at 8:30?
I know, like, I grew up on a farm, but I don't think I could run a full acre. You know, that sort of way. This is, and you're going to have battle ropes, you're going to have tyres to haul and jump through as well. I think it's an excellent idea, by the way, and I think it's another way for people to see a farm and to be aware of fitness and to be out in the open air and to be in the country.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a presence at the Balmoral Show.
I will attend the Balmoral Show at some stage over the period of the week, yes.
Yeah, so gosh, you know, we'd be expecting to see the fittest woman in Tyrone, there. Any interest in any interest in what you do from any of the great sporting teams around Tyrone? You know, are there Gaelic teams, rugby teams, anybody in Tyrone that's saying we want to come to your farm to get our players as fit as some of the competitors?
Yes, well, so hopefully now, whenever this is launched, that some of the teams might want to come out and just trial it, or, you know, do something different with their training. So hopefully that will work out for us.
I like the idea.
I will be more than welcome to have rugby, Gaelic, hurling, hockey, whatever sport, it's very welcome to come and play.
Rebecca, you sell it well. I love the idea, seriously, as I've said before. And feel good and get fit with the Farm Fit Camp at Eglish, at Una Bridge in Eglish in County Tyrone. Rebecca, every success with it. Thanks for letting us know about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank. Have a good day.
There's a lady diversifying, is that the term? Sixth generation farmer. You know, they've been there forever, the Irwins. And they've probably always been very fit. Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. What's on your mind this morning?